somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help!
Hello and welcome back to the Bob Sherwin Anger Management Program on 900.
Thank you.
CHML.
Thank you very much. Okay, I know who that. Okay, I can. It's Cheap Trick, right?
Yes.
It's the Ruddles.
It's the Ruddles.
We'll talk about the Beatles in just a bit here on 900 CHML. But just
you had a question
up
for me.
I wasn't ranting and raving in the last segment. Carla was like three segments ago.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about Green Acres and how something as silly as a scenario as that could be such a big hit on TV. And sometimes it works that way. One sillier, though, Jerry got it.
Yep.
And that is Gilligan's Island. Give me a break. That thing last, it was just so silly, and so many people thought it would never get off paper.
No, but do you remember something that was very neat about that show?
Amazing how they looked the same after 3 years,
yeah.
Right? The clothes were the same, everything.
Here's a tie-in anyway. To the Beatles. Remember the famous question on Pulp Fiction was, are you a Beatles or a Stones person?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a Ginger or a Marianne person?
Yeah.
Which one were you, Bob?
Ginger or Marianne?
Yeah.
No contest. Marianne.
That's what Marianne. I thought. See, yeah, Marianne, so all three. Yeah. A lot of people would go for Ginger, but I thought she was a little...
Only because I thought I had a better shot at Marianne than Ginger. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, now
Ginger's way out of my league, man.
Okay, it's the same one. Jennifer or Bailey? WKRP.
Jennifer or Bailey?
Yep.
Well, Bailey. Yeah. No shot at Jennifer.
No.
I think guys who wanted to fool themselves would say, well, yeah, Ginger's way too phony for me. I like real women. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Actually,
so we just said Marianne.
Now the scary part is
she was
cute. Do you know who tried out for the part of Marianne?
Yes, I heard this, Jerry.
Raquel Welch.
Yes, that's right. I heard that. Yeah, Raquel Welch. Can you believe that? Yes. Yeah, good one, Jerry. And also... now, see, I say we're going to have some trivia, and I was just... I don't have a lot of trivia about Green Acres, but... as far as Gilligan's Island goes, the classic trivia question, you know what? I've forgotten the answer. Now I'm going to have to do it on my show next week. I'll get the answer. What was the skipper's name? Oh, I got it.
Jonas
Grumby.
Grumby.
Very good, Jerry. It just popped into my
Jerry,
head.
That's
good.
Why, you know,
Jonas
we need
Grumby.
Jerry.
That's a classic trivia question from Gilligan's Island.
We need Jerry.
And it's only and it's actually only mentioned once.
That's right, it is, Jerry, the first episode, the pilot episode.
Oh, and also, when I was...
Are we going to talk about the Beatles sometime today? Okay, go ahead. We're running
around in the DVD television section.
Yeah.
There's a new Munsters first season out, along with the pilot episode that has rarely been seen.
Oh, darn, 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 darn. The Munsters and the Addams Family. I always got those two theme songs mixed up.
Yeah.
Well, I'd hear one and go, oh, that's the Addams Family. It'd be, no, the Munsters.
Do-do-do-do-do.
That's the Addams Family.
That's the Addams Family?
Yeah.
Okay, which one's the Munsters?
Do 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 do.
This is great. Okay, you know what? An alien just landed on Earth, all right? And wants to turn on the radio and they pick us and they hear this. You know what? We'll send them home. Beatles. What do you got?
Well, you know, Paul McCartney's got a new album coming out and it is the talk of the internet Beatles community. And, you know, it's got this very strange name, which escapes me right now. Something about ruckus in the backyard, something like that. And so hopefully it's going to be a return to his more rocky style rather than the poppy style. And evidently,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, I think that Paul McCartney, when he sticks to playing rock and roll, you remember the famous Russian album?
Yes.
That came out in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. That was a superb album. Anytime that he rocks, he makes good music. Anytime he makes the formulaic pop music, I think that it is kind of schlocky.
We don't have time to argue about that.
No, you're going to get into that
again. Well, no, I'll just say that when it comes to rock, I want to hear Lennon before I hear McCartney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're not saying that, though.
No. I've been accused of always slagging Paul McCartney in my internet column. It's not that. I appreciate all of the Beatles' music. It just seems to me that when Paul put his mind to doing rock and roll, he's a pretty good rock and roller. You know, I don't know if he was as good as John Lennon, but
he does a pretty nice ballad too. Yesterday,
well, yeah, but that's the point. You see, like he's got a great rock voice. Remember, I'm Down, and several others. Like, I mean, he can Long Tall Sally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's a good rocker.
On rock and roll music, the old Chuck Berry song, that's John, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we've only got a minute here. I know you want to talk a lot about the Beatles, but...
Well, there's always things going on with the Beatles.
We could do a whole hour on the Beatles, I realize. Talk about your website, because if you want the best Beatle news,
yes,
go to where Terry writes.
Abbey Road website. Steve Marinucci, who is a guy from San Jose, California, big San Francisco Giants fan,
mm-hmm.
missing Barry Bonds this year very much. But anyways,
We all are.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
He does such a great job with this site. He's got such great sources, and that's where I post my column, Beatle Bits. And he's got so many great stories, news stories, breaking news stories on Beatle stuff, that is absolutely essential to any serious Beatle fan to check out that site.
Okay, so check that out. Coming up on next week's show, why does Barry Bonds wear an earring? All right, we'll do a whole hour on that. Don't get me started. We're out of time here, guys. Thank you very much. Pop Culture Connection with Terry Ott. Read his articles in newspapers right across the country. Boy, look at Jerry's arms going. We're really out of time.
He's working out.
Thank you. Goodbye. All the little girls and boys, they